Give a Mattel smile for Christmas. We're talking the 1984 Mattel Christmas wish list. Hit it! It was 1984. Ghostbusters ruled the box office. Prince's Purple Rain was everywhere. And Mattel unleashed one of the most gloriously colorful Christmas toy catalogs of the entire decade. I'm your host, Jerry D, with another episode of Totally Rad Christmas, the podcast that talks all things Christmas in the 80s. Toys, movie specials, music, and fads. If it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, we got it covered. What's up, dudes? Today we're diving into Mattel's 1984 Christmas wish list, a catalog where Barbie sparkled, He-Man battled evil in Eternia, Hot Wheels crashed gloriously into walls, and Rainbow Bright practically weaponized color itself. Now, before we crack open the wish list, we gotta talk about the company behind it all. Mattel was founded in 1945 by Harold Mattson and Elliot Handler, the Matt and L in Mattel. Get it?
Waka waka!
Originally, they made picture frames, but soon they started using scrap wood to build dollhouse furniture. From there came toys. The rest is history. By the 1960s, Mattel had already changed the toy industry forever with Barbie, and by the early 80s, they absolutely dominated toy shelves with Barbie, Hot Wheels, Masters of the Universe, and television, and dozens of preschool lines. 1984, Mattel was firing in on all cylinders. This wasn't just a toy company anymore. It was practically an empire of molded plastic and impossible Christmas expectations. And of course, every great toy memory starts with a catalog. Long before online wish lists, kids had wish books. Sears, Montgomery Ward, JCPenney's. These giant catalogs became holiday rituals. Kids circled toys, folded corners, and strategically left catalogs open on the kitchen table for their parents to accidentally, quote-unquote, discover. Mattel's 1984 wish list was different, though. This wasn't a department store catalog. This was a focused attack on your childhood imagination. Every page screamed, "This is the hottest toy of Christmas." And honestly, they weren't wrong. Now, let's take a little bit of a trip back before we jump into the pages. So, I gotta talk about seeing Castle Grayskull in the wild. La Plaza Mall, that's the mall in McAllen, where, right next to the town I'm from, La Plaza Mall had the best stuff. I mean, there was a Woolworths, a service merchandise, and they had a KB Toys as well. Later on, they would have Walden Books and Circus World, Music Land, all sorts of fun stuff. But KB Toys was the one place that we absolutely had to go every time we went to the mall. And one trip, I remember turning down the action figure aisle and seeing the giant green fortress staring back at me. Castle Grayskull. The box art alone looked dangerous. The jaw bridge, the green skull face, and the trap doors. I mean, it looked less like a toy and more like forbidden ancient power, right? Just sitting on a shelf between Barbie and Hot Wheels. I remember just standing there imagining He-Man battling Skeletor, Man-at-Arms firing lasers, Beast-Man just climbing the side of the castle. I mean, that was a magical, like, seminal experience for an 80s kid. And so with that in mind, I say let's dive into this. And we're going to start right away with the cover. So it's a red cover. It says, "Give a Mattel smile for Christmas." There's two kids on the cover there. It tells you exactly what Mattel's selling, pure Christmas joy. So the two smiling kids, they're in front of a Christmas tree. One's holding Barbie, the little girl. The little blonde boy's holding He-Man. And honestly, like, that's the whole 1984 toy section right there. Your girl aisle, your boy aisle is typically what you used to have. My brothers and I used to do everything we could to avoid what we called the pink aisle, not the girl aisle, but we tried to avoid the pink aisle. We'd go straight for the action figures. But either way, like, this picture just screams 1980s toys, right? Glamour and fantasy, muscles and magic. I mean, pink convertibles and battle axes. It has it all. So you open it up, and we start with Barbie first. Now, on every single page, at the very top, there's a picture of a kid, and it says, "Give a Mattel smile for Christmas." In this case, it starts with Barbie. So we have Crystal Barbie and Crystal Ken in box number one. These were peak 80s elegance. I mean, shimmering silver white fashions, sparkles everywhere, enough glitter to blind nearby action figures.
Crystal Barbie, you're so beautiful.
You'll shine at the dance.
Here's a new Crystal Barbie doll in a shimmery gown and change around stole.
Ooh. Jewelry sparkles.
Ken says, may I have this dance?
Crystal Ken doll sold separately.
Ken says you shimmer from head to toe.
New Crystal Barbie doll comes with gown and a necklace for you to wear. Ken sold separately. New from Mattel.
Now, next to it, we also have Barbie's motorbike, a bright pink bicycle to let Barbie fully embrace suburban freedom. We had Barbie's dream pool set as well. This one seems interesting because I think you could actually fill it up with water. I don't know. I didn't have any sisters. It was just us three boys. And none of my cousins, I don't recall ever actually having that. So it's possible they did, but I don't remember. Either way, it looked fun. And I think kids would have a lot of time playing with it. You know, Mattel just understood something important, right? Kids didn't just want dolls. They wanted worlds. So there was the Dream Cottage right here that it lets Barbie live, the complete 80s lifestyle fantasy or something. Just lifestyles of the rich and famous. There's Barbie Beauty Salon and Bubbling Spa. There's little mirrors. Salon chairs, bubbling tubs, and Barbie was basically living better than most adults in 84. We also have on the next page Barbie's dream house. This is like the big centerpiece, right? It's huge. I mean, there's two little girls there playing with Barbie, and this thing just is almost as tall as they are. One's kneeling down, the other's behind it. It's massive. I mean, it's multi-rooms. There's just this gigantic shelf presence. I mean, this was like the big present the kids dreamed about all year long. Now, as you turn the page, we get into some other regular dolls. So there's Rainbow Bright, there's Baby Skates, and Chatty Patty. Chatty Patty was a pull-string talking doll, and like that same kind of technology was huge in 84. Chatty Patty delivered phrases, songs, and enough audio repetition to slowly hypnotize parents, you know, until I'm sure they wanted to throw it out. And, she seemed pretty cool. Again, I didn't really have it, so I don't really know a lot about it, but I really can imagine a lot of little girls having a lot of fun with this. Baby Skates doll is this doll on tiny little roller skates with knee pads. I mean, this is like just screams 80s. Like, I can just see it. I mean, it kind of seems like the Village People movie, you know? something like that. We also get Snuggle Baby Bunny Beans and Kitty Cow Beans. These are soft body plush baby dolls built entirely around, I guess, cuddliness and just snuggling and cuddling with them. But on that next page, we have Rainbow Bright. Now, this is one of the defining toy lines of the decade. Hallmark's Rainbow Bright exploded in 84 with dolls, sprites, horses, playsets just drenched in color. I mean, I remember there was even a Rainbow Bright movie later on. You know, they had, just tons of Rainbow Bright merch. There was even a Rainbow Bright Christmas album that I talked about way back in season one. You can go check out that episode. But there's also some other things. There's a color pocket wall hangings, which again was like rainbow decor that just kind of turned bedrooms into full rainbow land territory. There was the color buggy, which the little dolls could actually sit in and play. It's basically a little, just adorable little vehicle, bright blue, rounded, toyetic perfection. And then, of course, you have Rainbow Bright's horse and some of the sprite characters that you could play with as well.
What's happening with the sprites in the land of Rainbow Bright?
Colors here, colors there, here come the Rainbow Sprites.
Sprites are murky dismal, each sold separately.
They gather colors everywhere in the land of Rainbow Bright.
Yo-hee-ho, you can't go.
I'm Squid, can't stop me.
I'm Kim, catch fish.
I'm Romeo.
That's how they chase the gray away in the land of Rainbow Bright.
Murky dismal, Twink, Champ, and Romeo sprite dolls, each sold separately. For Mattel.
Starlight was the name of the horse, probably one of the most beloved fantasy toy companions of the era, along with Cringer and Battle Cat. So that was page 4 and 5 there. As you turn the page, you get more. There's preschool fun with Poochie.
Who can fill the days with fun and laughter?
Poochie, that's who.
Who always gets what she goes after?
Poochie, that's who.
Here are three Poochie pals, each sold separately.
Poochie! I loved it!
with you? Let's go!
And who makes everything fun?
Poochie!
That's who!
Poochie Pals come in different outfits, each doll sold separately. Each outfit has a different message. Poochie is from Mattel.
So, there's a CNSA, Little Safe Driver, and Poochie. The CNSA toys, if you don't remember, I'm their preschool royalty. You pull the string and, you know, you hear the cow say moo or something like that. This one has a whole, just one full box with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different kinds of CNSAs. I mean, it's quite impressive. There's the farmer says, the talking clock, the bee says, count with colors, the zookeeper says, Mother Goose says, and about my work. So any one of those would just keep your child happy for days. There's also a My First Phone with the blue handles, a rotary-style toy phone with eyes that rolled while you dragged it around. Something called Little Safe Driver, which is a little toy. I mean, it's almost like a flight or driving simulator, I guess. You know, it's for your child to play with while you're in the car. But it's basically a tiny dashboard simulator for toddlers. Steering wheel, horn, signals, everything. Again, these are some that I don't really recall having, but I know if I was a toddler, I would have loved. There's rail toys for the cribs, you know, just things you can stick on the rails and play with. So there's those. There's Tough Stuff toys, which are like these chunky, real durable preschool toys built to survive just absolute destruction. And Poochie, which is one of Mattel's huge 1984 pushes, a fluffy pink and white fashion dog with bows, accessories, stationery, stamps, and cosmetics. That's found on the opposite page there. You could comb her hair, you could change her clothes, all sorts of fun things. And I mean, it's wild what they have. There's plush pals, there's a stamper, there's notes that you can hide in flowers. I mean, it's just crazy, this Poochie push here. And of course, you get the little girl in pigtails holding the Poochie doll. There's watches, there's diaries. I mean, this is where toy companies realize that characters could become entire lifestyle brands, right? And that's what they did with Poochie here. So we also get a basket, like one of those a toy, like shopping cart, in other words, a shopping basket. There's also golf clubs, stroller. It's just all sorts of fun play that a child could have there. But as you turn the page, you get to the good stuff. Masters of the Universe. So this is the heroic warriors. You also got some of the evil warriors mixed in. So we have Clawful, Prince Adam, Whiplash, there's Orko, there's Teela, there's Jitsu in that first box. Right under it, you have Castle Grayskull, and there you have He-Man, Mechanek, Many Faces, Triclops, and Evil Lyn. Under that, you have Fisto riding Stridor, you have Stratos driving the attack track. I mean, this thing is like, it's ready. And on the opposite page, you have Trapjaw and Rotom, there's He-Man on Battle Cat, love it, just vintage 80s there. You also get Snake Mountain. Now, we did get a Snake Mountain, my brothers and I, but we didn't get it until later on from a garage sale. So some of it worked, some of it was missing a couple of things, but even then, it was still a fantastic playset. We got Man-at-Arms up at the top, there's Panthor on the bridge, we have Battle Armor, Skeletor, Whiplash, Battle Armor, Skeletor, Webstore, and Cobra Khan at the bottom. We have Battle Armor, He-Man on the Dragon Walker. There's Buzz Off and a little boy holding a Beast Man action figure right there. And I would have loved, I did have almost all of these. I was huge into He-Man. It's probably either that one or G.I. Joe were probably my all-time favorite toys of that decade. It's super close between the two. But I would have loved to have been playing with this kid. I mean, it looks so fun.
Is Snake Mountain ready to take on He-Man?
Anytime!
Snake Mountain, Battle Armor, He-Man, and Skeletor each sold separately. You put the mountain together. Batteries not included.
Is your serpent ready to strike?
Yes!
Come, He-Man. Come to Snake Mountain.
If you dare.
Snake Mountain with Echo Microphone. New from the Masters of the Universe collection. Action figures each sold separately. From Mattel.
Now, as you turn the page, you get Marvel's Secret Wars line. So this is where Marvel was kind of smart, because you had DC they had their big superpowers line. They teamed up with, I believe it was Kenner. They had the whole line out there, and they were just releasing all these superheroes, you know, Superman, Batman, everything. Well, Mattel needed to counter that, so they enlisted Marvel, who had just released their Secret Wars comic miniseries. So Mattel hopped on that bandwagon, and they released Secret Wars to kind of counteract that Kenner brand. And we have the Secret Wars here. In the first box, we have Captain America, Dr. Doom, Spider-Man, Magneto. There's Wolverine, Doc Ock, and then Dr. Octopus, Iron Man, and Kang the Conqueror. Under that, we have Dr. Doom riding his turbo cycle. There's Captain America with his motorcycle as well. And then we get the Tower of Doom. Now, this was Dr. Doom's massive fortress, complete with trap doors. There were battle stations. I mean, we have all the same figures there, just in different poses. I actually did have Captain America, Spider-Man, and Dr. Doom figures. The Doom figure was cool because he came with his blaster, and it had just this little piece on the edge, and so you could slide it into his leg like a holster. I mean, it was super awesome. I loved that figure. That Dr. Doom was one of my favorites.
Secret Wars!
I, Dr. Doom, will track Captain America
in my Tower of Doom!
Spider-Man, Tower of Doom, and Dr. Doom versus Captain America. Set each soul separately. You put the tower together.
How shall I trap him, Secret Shield?
Ah, with the Doom Slammer.
So this is the Tower of Doom.
Welcome, Captain.
Get me out now, Spider-Man.
Tower of Doom from the Marvel Superhero Secret Wars Collection. Dr. Doom versus Captain America. Set and Spider-Man figure each soul.
This thing is so cool, though. I mean, it's just, it's fantastic. There's the Doom Roller, which was like this unstoppable vehicle of destruction. But yeah, that Tower Doom was just the sinister stronghold, right? I mean, for Dr. Doom, his evil disciples, the booby trap chair, the working trap door, this thing was fire. But as you turn the page, you get a few other things as well. So there's the Speed Shifter 500, which is Hot Wheels, I believe. It's like a high-speed launcher racing set or racing track. There's all sorts of the Hot Wheels Cobra stunt set. Just chaos in the track. The crack-up cars, which were cars designed to crash, like they were actually designed to crash, and then they would physically deform on impact. So these things were so fun as well because you would just smash them into each other and it looked like they were in a car wreck. But we're not going to worry about that right now. We're going to worry about the Railroad Freight Yard, which was a sprawling train set that absolutely consumed the living room floor space. This thing was big. There's two kids playing with it. I mean, it was just massive, right? And it ends with this, the last page. It's a chance to get $55.50 in rebates. So you would actually fill out your wish list, send it in with what you wanted, and you had a chance to get cash rebate on your purchase there. So, I mean, it basically screams, right? Parents, we know this stuff is expensive. We're here to help you out this Christmas. And so this is like, I got to say, one of the most 80s things, right? Mail-aways, just rebates, things like that. And so there were rebates on the Barbie Dreamhouse, Snake Mountain, the Tower of Doom, the Hot Wheels playsets, and then a few Learn computer systems as well, which were not featured in the actual wish list. But there you go. So there's an image of a smiling couple on it that really makes me laugh. It's this guy in a very 80s haircut with a big, thick Coke bottle looking glasses. He's holding presents, standing next to his wife, who's just holding up in her gloved hand. I wonder if they were ice attorneys. Holding up in her gloved hand, just a bunch of cash, right? So nothing says Christmas magic like carefully cutting UPC symbols off toy boxes while drinking coffee at the kitchen table, right? But you know, G.I. Joe taught us that knowing is half the battle. In this case, I think the other half is just standing frozen in the toy aisle trying to decide between Castle Grayskull and the Tower of Doom. Well, on that note, I'm going to end it with givers get a Mattel smile for Christmas too. So check us out on our social media pages, which you can find at linktree.com/totallyradchristmas. And if you're feeling like a kid staring at Castle Grayskull under fluorescent KB toy lights, leave us a review on iTunes. It helps us reach more people and spread some rad holiday cheer. Now don't forget to check out our merch shop on tpublic.com and our super dope website, totallyradchristmas.com. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a safe night. Later, dudes.
Under a rock?
No.
On the moon?
Ha ha!
The place to find the KB Toy Store is at your local shopping mall. And when you get there, you'll find great toys, models, and games.